With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock is the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Vegetarianism, Creating Heaven on Earth While Stopping Climate Change, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Another encouraging trend we've been seeing is how many well-known public figures, whether in the entertainment industry, to sports, to government, have adopted the vegetarian way of life. They are also using their fame to call attention to the importance of going vegetarian. Master, could you explain the reason why it seems like these celebrities seem to be more accepting of the compassionate diet? Is it because of health or spiritual related, or information is more accessible to them? And how else can they help to bring this message across? Thank you.
First of all, is it because of health or spiritually related or information is more accessible to them that the celebrity people go all out to support vegetarian diet and adopted them? It's all of that. Because spiritually, our planet consciousness have also been elevated somewhat. And these people, they are thinking about their health, and also they are more into internet information and all that. So all these factors contribute to this recent trend. Like Joaquin Phoenix, Alicia Silverstone, Fei Wong in China, Olympic star, even Carl Lewis, and athletes, etc., etc., bodybuilders, and even football player Lawrence Phillip. And political people, also long-time vegetarian and senator, presidential candidate, Denis Kucinich. He's a really good man. He's very just and fair for international people, not just for the Americans. He's a staunch advocate for peace in Iraq, for example, for peace in the world in any case. He's a peaceful guy. You're not surprised. He's a vegetarian. Long time. Long time vegan, even. And Elizabeth Kucini, his wife. India, former Environment Minister Maneka Gandhi, the current mayor of New Delhi, Australia Senator Andrew Bartlett, etc., etc., etc. In the political arena, many people have turned to vegetarian diet or vegan diet. This is a very, very good sign. It's an auspicious omen for us. And now, the answer is that because these people are smart. They're very smart. You can tell by the way they talk. And the way they're thinking, you know, they express their own individual opinion. You know, they are very smart people. So smart people are often successful anyway. That's why they are successful. And you can know that because they are successful, that they are smart. And smart people, they choose a compassionate lifestyle, healthy lifestyle, as some British researcher has proved already. They're smart kids. They will turn to vegetarian by the time they reach 30-something. And these people, they have higher IQ than other people who did not turn to vegetarianism in their first third of their life. So they are very smart people. And we have this info on our TV and website anyway about the smart people, or they choose vegetarian diet. And on some level, they are spiritually mature. They choose vegetarianism out of their heartfelt love and compassion for the innocent co-inhabitant animals and wish to terminate their suffering and to live their life without blood on their hands. They know peace begins on our table. And they want to contribute to peace and foster love among all species. They could have everything, yet they only take what they need and what brings joy and friendship, not those that hurt and destroy. You must know that these are saints on earth in immortal garbs. The Buddha once mentioned that if a person is in a well-off or powerful position but choose a compassionate, charitable way of life, such as vegetarian diet, then we must know that there are saints incarnate. It's an honor and blessing to know such a one. And they are here to bless the world by their noble deeds, demeanor, and example. Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Hi, Master. With each update, you have informed us of more and more good progress in the world's awakening. Time has been gained and more people are becoming vegetarian. Nevertheless, as Mother Teresa once said, in this life, we cannot do great things. We can only do small things with great love. By walking one step, it seems a merciful heaven is taking 100 steps toward us, to meet us. Is this so, Master?
It is. It is like that. Otherwise, how else? You experience this in your life already. How else can we just turn around a few degrees and then we became so wise and so brilliant, see the light of heaven, hear the sound of music of heavenly sphere, and feel such a bliss in our life when we have not meditated all that long, some only even a couple of years or a couple of months, see the change taken in their life is enormous and incredible. Heaven does come down to meet us. If we are walking up to meet heaven's standard, what I told you always is the truth. And if everyone could realize this, you see, and walk the baby steps, actually only one step, one very important step that decides the fate of our planet. That is the vegetarian step. Everything else will come to us unasked. If we are merciful, we will beget mercy. The universal law never fails. We must become vegetarian. All the inhabitants of the planet should heed this one and only advice that I could give with all my heart. That is to be vegetarian. Be vegan, it would be better. But vegetarian is already very good. And vegan is even the best.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Master, the animals must feel sad because many of their species are being forced to leave the corners of the biosphere, as they cannot adapt quickly enough to the changes. We hope that we can ask for their forgiveness. From their perspective, What are their hopes and wishes for the Earth at this time?
They just feel sorry for human beings, as they know where they are going, but most humans don't. They do love life like we do, but they are not that attached to it the way humans are. They are not very afraid of death. It's just a natural reaction that they want to live. But if they have to die, they die, because they know they're going back to where they came from, which is heaven. That's why they are always satisfied in any circumstance. They know life here and hereafter, and they know their maker. They wish the human race can see what they see, know what they know, and stop all this madness centering around temporary time on earth and focus more on life eternal. They wish the earth be saved, but it's not about saving the planet, but about human returning to virtuous life and compassionate heart. And all things will be all right. They know that. Then the earth will be saved if people are compassionate as a byproduct. If we live according to the law of love, all things will be all right. The animals know that. And they would really wish human understand this concept, the only concept that matters, the concept of love.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Sifu hao. 请问最慈悲的师父, 地球上要有多少的茹素人口、吃素的人口, 同时, 人类要在灵性及行为上有哪些转变及提升, 外星朋友们才能够现身来帮助我们, 并与我们分享他们所愿与我们分享的一切。 恳请师父开示, 谢谢师父。
Okay, 我们的地球的人口应该大概 70%, 70% 食素的人, 哎, 我们才能够 最少了, 最少 70%。 我们如果人啊, 我们人物全部都全心食素的话, 根本不需要外星人了, 应该指导我们那个内在的万能力量, 不用在这边 一直想别人, 外星人也是人而已, 啊, 即使他们科技比较发达, 不一定每个比我们修行的那个程度好, 啊, 我们自己都有内在的万能的力量保佑, 啊, 主要我们那个道德的高, 啊, 修行的认真, 还有无我贡献, 啊, 那我们自己会好了。 然后如果地球的人啊都转心了变成那个有爱护动物哈，那食素的话就足够了。然后我们自己哈，因为食素了以后啊，那个气氛会改变，改变了以后大家会更聪明啊，我们会发明很多很多那个器具啊，我很多科技会更发达，我们不能想象那个时候啊。 更富有，更舒服，生活更进步。嗯，别怕。好，谢谢师父。客气。
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduced type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increased life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. plus more.
师父好，根据台湾国家实验研究院的报道，在福尔摩沙旁边的西南海域海底层下面，经过专家的探测指出，有一大片的甲烷蕴藏在海底下，而我们的澎湖地区也是在这一片甲烷密布的海域里面。所以在全球暖化这个当下呢，如果科技来不及发展开采这一片甲烷成为有用的瓦斯气体提供给人类使用的话，我们要如何做才能防止甲烷冒出海面毒化空气所造成的灾难？请师父开示，谢谢师父。
这个不容易的问题哈，到处啊我们都有这种类似的情况，所以啊不是澎湖或是不是那个台湾而已，就是说地球的人物了，如果啊福报越来越多的话，那一定我们科技的会更发达，那个科学家会可以想到方法可以把这个气用起来利益人民，而不是会伤害的。不过这个看福报啦，不是说科技而已，如果福报不够，科技发明会找不到的。那所以我们这最主要就是传播这个世俗的道德方面，然后看情况啦。我也祝福你们工作成功，然后会很多人知道世俗的方法，这样子会越来越好了。只有世俗，只有做道德的，才能够避免那个灾难，然后才能够更多发达那个好的科技。不然的话，我们自己如果一直伤害别人、伤害动物的话，不管机器多发达，也会有别的问题冒出来。
谢谢师父。
不客气。But at night when I'm all alone and I'm thinking of all this situation, think of all the cold and hungry animals and human beings, and I feel really, really so sad, so sad. The way, you know, we treat each other and the way we treat our co-inhabitants is truly not ideal. Not if we want to truly have a happiness on this planet. Not if we really want to have a peaceful world in which we will enjoy. So I sometimes don't understand humans' mentality and how they think and how it works. The social system, the policy of the planet as a whole, you know? Every country is a little different, but some countries are better than others. But still you can find even the richest countries still have this kind of problem. The people have no home, nowhere to go. Families scattered and broken because nowhere to go. And children go hungry, cannot go to school because no home, etc., etc. It's just very, very painful sometimes to watch. Yeah? I do what I can, but it's never enough. Because this is a system that we have, yeah, in this world. It's not just one or two cases, it's the whole system. And I just hope one day, if everyone return to their greatness, yeah, think about how great they want to represent themselves on this planet, then maybe we will have a better society. It's not just like sharing the food only. It's just sharing everything. Technology, help the people to help themselves. And if we are not eating meat, then the world will become better already. Yes. That means the society as a whole has become more compassionate. Then the system will be different. We change, yeah? The mentality we change. and the policy of the planet will change. And then we will help each other, not just distributing food like Charity Act, but distributing technology, yeah, seeds, helping with all kinds of things, conserving the whole resource of the planet so that everybody has a chance to use it to help themselves. I think everybody would love to serve themselves, not want to just take the hand out, you know, in a refugee camp somewhere, dirty, chaotic, no water, no food, and just waiting for a handout every day. That is not the way everyone would want to live his or her life, yeah? It's not the dignity. So the system has to change. And it begins with being vegetarian. Begins with vegetarian, because people, if they want to save the planet, if they want to save the animal, then the compassion comes out. And then when the compassion envelops the whole planet, then the energy will change completely. Then everybody will bathe in it, and every day they will think differently, they will act differently, and their mind will be more clarified, and they can think of a better system, how to distribute wealth and resources, which belong to everybody anyway. Either you stay in Africa, you're born in Ethiopia, you're born in England, it's the same. We have not brought any resource with us the day we are born. So the resource of the world belongs to everybody. But we don't distribute it well. The able ones take it more than give it. That's the problem, more than sharing it. So I do hope one day the whole planet will wake up and think of how we want to live our life, you know? Not the life that we have been living up to now. I mean, most of it is not always what we can be proud of. Yes. And when we die, we have nothing anyway. We came with nothing, we will go with nothing.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism, those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism, do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism, the offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism, those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for part 6 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion titled Vegetarianism, Creating Heaven on Earth While Stopping Climate Change. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May the providence guide us in wisdom and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD